stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army. Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Rebecca Carley. We're going to be talking about what's happened as far as the influenza epidemic is concerned, this terrible epidemic. And initially, we were told that 149 people had died in Mexico, and then, well, maybe it was only 100, and then, well, after it was all over, maybe 50 people. I don't know what the last figures were, but this was really, well, when you stop and think, that certainly every day, why here in the United States, over 50 people die of AIDS, and we're not even trying to stop that epidemic. Throughout the world, thousands of people die every day of AIDS, and we're not trying to stop that epidemic. So why are they focusing our attention on this really rather innocuous type of flu? I think that maybe at the most 4 people have died in the United States, and one of them had come here from Mexico for treatment. They focus our attention, and ladies and gentlemen, when they focus your attention day after day, when there are articles in the newspaper and on television, on the radio, and in the major news magazines to focus our attention on it, on something like this, and oh my goodness, we've got to have more power, we've got to have more controls. Understand that this is a staged incident, and of course it's being used for a purpose, and of course we know that they've been working to create new viruses, we know that they've been working to create deadly flu viruses, but of course this was not that type at all. But I fear very much that we're going to be having a very, very deadly epidemic, because they actually went up to the tundra and they dug up the samples of the virus that killed between 20 and 50 million people back in 1918. Why would any logical person do that? Because we're not dealing with logical people, ladies and gentlemen. We're people dealing with people who believe in population control, who have allowed the AIDS epidemic to actually kill off large segments of the people in, say, in Zimbabwe and Zambia and in South Africa. They're dying over there so fast they can't even build the coffins fast enough. But you're not hearing that in America. In Botswana today, 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected. They're all going to die. American tax dollars at work. Rebecca, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be back with you again. It's been a while.
Well, why don't you tell us your take on this this terrible flu epidemic that we should all be so concerned about? They've got to put $1 billion aside to create a virus, probably a vaccine to protect us. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell the listeners of a very important PBS video they can obtain. It's called Secrets of the Dead, Killer Flu, and you can go to pbs.org and order this. And in fact, the mad scientist, molecular pathologist Jeffrey Toffenberger of the Army Institute of Pathology, who was one of the people who, as you said, went up to Alaska and dug up dead bodies that had died from the 1918 flu, which was actually caused by inoculations given to soldiers in World War I. And this is what he stated, and I quote, and this is chilling. If we can shed light on why the 1918 virus was so lethal and understand the genetic basis of that, that info can be applied to the emergence of new influenza strains. So in my opinion, they're basically right in our face saying, we're making this stuff. And we've gone to Alaska to dig up this very virulent strain, which killed young people, so that we can combine it with others. And, of course, there's fear involved, and the main thing is they want to get people hurting themselves to get the vaccine they're going to develop, because that's what's really going to kill the masses.
And, of course, we know they put things into the vaccines in the past. They knew that there was a cancer virus in the polio vaccine. They knew there was a chorogonadotropin in the vaccine they gave to women throughout the world so they could not become pregnant. Would you really want to trust them with your life? Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's already done a lot of work on, of course, the vaccines, the issue of vaccines. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's so difficult for people to believe that there would really be evil people who would actually put something in a vaccine to create disease. And yet, of course, we know that in the that of the homosexuals, or foolish homosexuals who took the initial hepatitis B vaccine in San Francisco back in 1978 and 79, 75% of them contracted AIDS, and most of them are dead today. We do know that they put a chorogonadotropin in the vaccines that were given to women throughout the world so they couldn't have children. It was all part of a population control, but they could never tell the women. They put it in the tetanus vaccine saying, we're from the World Health Organization. We're concerned about your health. We know that in the original yellow fever vaccine, it was probably a mistake they gave during the Second World War, but 25,000 people contracted hepatitis because, of course, there was a hepatitis B virus in the original vaccine that was given to our servicemen during the Second World War. We know. Well, I'm going to let Rebecca talk to you, Dr. Rebecca Carley, because she's on the front lines of this battle, and you can hear me anytime. I want you to hear what she has to say. Go right ahead, Rebecca. And this is new audience. Our other audience will be back in a minute and a half.
Well, I'm very glad to hear you saying these things. I've done lots of research since I was on your show a couple of years ago. One of the most important research tools I have come across is a series of books published by NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, their Life Sciences Division. And two in particular, one is entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, and they talk about the human chorionic gonadotropin vaccine that you were just mentioning. They talk about it right in this book. This is called an anti-fertility vaccine. And even more disturbing, although I don't know if anything could be more disturbing than that, they actually admit in this book, published in the early 80s, that they know that it's the aluminum put in the vaccines as an adjuvant to make the antibodies be produced that is causing the production of IgE. IgE is the antibody of allergy and anaphylactic shock. So as we have more and more children dying from smelling a peanut butter sandwich in the school cafeterias and things of that nature, they have known for about 30 years what's causing that.
And because basically what they didn't, it just happened to so many of our servicemen. It happened to my son. Well, of course, when they're military, well, they give you shots every time you turn around. And he almost died of respiratory failure because of an allergic reaction. And people have to understand, they know what they're doing. They're destroying.
Oh, yes.
They know what they're doing.
As a matter of fact, one thing I'm very...
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Rebecca was simply talking about a book she has that put out by NATO, and of course it talks about how they knew that about the fertility vaccines. They destroyed the lives of countless millions of women throughout the world giving them these fertility vaccines, but you've never heard that in America, because, of course, if you heard that, why you wouldn't believe that vaccines were safe and effective. And Rebecca, you were just saying that they knew that the aluminum in the vaccines was actually producing this hyperimmune situation, and this is why so many of our children have immune reactions and asthma today?
Asthma, life-threatening anaphylactic reactions, etc. and an even more disturbing book in the series called The Biology of Aggression talks about many different experiments being done, especially by this very evil mad scientist, Jose Delgado, where they're studying how to make people more aggressive. And one of the things that they've now done is weaponized the rabies virus, and we're now hearing about that chimpanzee in Connecticut that ate the face off a woman. There was another man in a bus that beheaded someone and cannibalized him. I have a veterinarian that's a regular guest on my show on republicbroadcasting.org every Saturday who learned of a horse that was given this rabies vaccine, put out to pasture to mate with a mare, and instead of mating with a mare, he killed her and ate her. So these are what these mad scientists are up to, and they're also in Mexico now developing a vaccine against this biological warfare agent that was released on the population, and they're putting some rabies antigens into that as well. So this is something that's very disturbing. Just like you said, Dr. Stan, people with a conscience can't even conceive that such evil exists as this, but we have to face it. We have to realize that we're paying for it. And in regards to the military, I'm actually very excited. I do a show every Friday night now with a Marine by the name of Drew Raines, who has military listening all over the world. His website is amd.elequity.com. And we're informing the military how they're being used as experimental guinea pigs. One of the most important things that I tell everybody with a loved one in the military to ask themselves, since Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction, why are they forcing the soldiers to get smallpox and anthrax vaccines and all these other vaccines, threatening them with court-martial if they refuse?
Guinea pigs. They're guinea pigs. Exactly. And when they have to understand that they've used our military as guinea pigs for years, and we have a report came out from the Veterans Administration, back in 1994, we call it the Rockefeller, I'm sure you've probably seen that, haven't you, Rebecca? They call it the Rockefeller Report, but came out of the Veterans Administration in 94, talking about how they used the military for guinea pigs for years, and they're still using them at that time. I tried to get the author, the woman who wrote the report to come on my program. She was frankly afraid to. I think that she had probably had all sorts of threats because she told the truth when they put out this government report. They're only put out 25 copies for the entire nation of 300 million. I called the printing office and I said, why are you only turning out 35 copies of this, other than those that went to the people on the committee? They got their copies, but to disseminate. But, only 35 copies for the entire population. They said, well, it's just so expensive to print it. So I bought 25 of them, and we simply printed ourselves. And, it cost us a few cents, to print it. We want people to understand that there really are, they're using our military as guinea pigs. But go right ahead.
Well, I totally concur. As a matter of fact, there's a website anyone can access called Fierce, F-I-E-R-C-E, pharma.com, which is a website sponsored by Big Pharma. And they have a section called Fierce Vaccines. You can get on their mailing list. And one of the updates I just received from them a couple of days ago was an announcement that they're going to test the new swine flu vaccine on U.S. naval individuals. Now, first of all, people have to be asking themselves, well, let's get this straight. I mean, this thing just started happening, and they're telling us it takes 6 months to come up with a vaccine. So how could they possibly have a vaccine ready to test on the Navy already? And the answer is because the same people that made the virus to begin with are making the vaccine. And this is obviously a very big moneymaker for them, as well as a population reduction mechanism.
Well, of course, there are a lot of questions about, where did this virus come from? Well, of course, somebody, or I think it was in Australia, came up and said, this sure looks like it was manufactured in a laboratory because it is not simply one virus. It's a North American swine virus and an Asian swine virus and an avian virus and a human virus all put together, you know, and where did it come from? And, well, they wanted to assure us immediately that this would not come from a laboratory. How could they be so certain it didn't come from a laboratory? We know that they've been trying to create these new viruses for years. We've got articles in 2004 talking about how they were working to create these new types of influenza virus. So how could they be so certain, or methinks thou protest too loudly?
Well, how could they tell us what they've done? I mean, they can't admit to the population that they've opened Pandora's box. Just like you said, why would anyone in their right mind, knowing that millions of people died from this this virus that actually was created by inoculating soldiers in World War One in the 1918 era, how could anybody in their right mind go and dig up those bodies and bring that stuff back to the United States? It's totally insane. But in fact, if your listeners go to Bloomberg.com, there's an article published on May 13th entitled "Swine Flu May Be Human Error, WHO Investigates Claim." There's a scientist by the name of Adrian Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S, a 75-year-old scientist who actually helped to develop the Tamiflu drug, which, by the way, also increases mutation. So that's certainly not a good drug to give to people that have the flu. But he's actually written to the WHO stating that it's obvious that this virus had to have been created in a laboratory. Now, of course, he's saying it must have been released as a result of human error. But when you actually study all the ducks, as I've been doing for many years, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. They've been telling us, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation, for years, that we're going to have another pandemic. It's not a matter of if, but when. How do they know this? Because they're going to make it happen. And it's being done now, I'm convinced. It's a very timely pandemic because, of course, as the District of Criminals and our corrupt officials are causing the collapse of our economy and other things that are happening, what better way to distract the public than to make them start dying like flies?
Well, of course, very interesting. There was an article on the Council on Foreign Relations page. Of course, we go there regularly because we want to see what the enemy are doing. And remember, the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society that was intent upon simply destroying national sovereignty and uniting the world. But there they talked about, you know, if we ever had a major influenza pandemic, it would destroy the fragile economies of the world at this time. And then, of course, we're reading more and more. It's only a matter of time before the influenza virus comes back again. And you wonder, well, if the people really want to destroy the world economy and use that as a vehicle to take us into a world government, is it possible? Is it just possible that they might actually create a pandemic to accomplish that goal, to destroy the economies of the world and force every nation into a world government? And anybody who really doubts that there is a population control agenda, just last week a number of billionaires got together, I believe it was in New York City. I mean, David Rockefeller was there, Ted Turner was there. People, you know, you had to have $1 billion or more, and dedicated to population control. They were figuring out how they're going to kill off the majority of the world's population. And if you doubt that sort of thing goes on, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of the UN Courier for November of 1991, where Jacques Cousteau is quoted as saying, "We're going to have to eliminate 365,000 people a day. We're going to have to eliminate 365,000 people a day to get the world back in balance. There's just too many people in the world." Terrible to say it, but we're just going to have to do it. I wonder why nobody ever, of course, picked that up. Go right ahead.
Well, I mean, we could do show for days on this subject. They've actually written this in stone on the Georgia Guidestones. There's a Google video that shows someone standing in front of the Georgia Guidestones, and the first thing that is written in stone on those Guidestones is that they want to decrease the population to, I think it's 500 million.
500 million, right.
Yes, and of course, see, people, even people that are listening may say, well, it's true, we do have too large of a population. But once you understand that we have technology available for 100 years, especially technology developed by Nikola Tesla, where we could have free energy in this country. We don't need oil. We do not need electricity. We don't need any of these things. There's already been solutions discovered and established for eons, but as it turns out, the puppet masters, as I call them, I refuse to call them the elite because then that's actually kind of respecting them. The puppet masters won't make any money off this. And so rather than stop their polluting technologies, they would rather just kill off a large number of people in order to get things back in balance. We don't need to do that. And I also want to mention, and I'm sure you're aware of this, Dr. Stan, is Henry Kissinger in his memo 200. That's another thing that people can check out on the Internet. Just put Henry Kissinger and memo 200 into any search engine. And you can read about how this criminal went in front of Congress and said that population reduction is a national security issue.
We actually carry that. It's called National Security Study Memorandum 200. It's available through Radio Liberty. You can pull it down off the Internet, but it's big, and we've actually reproduced it. It's better to get it from us. But anyway, basically in 1974, they came out and they said the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control. It was top secret. Eventually it was declassified. They really are killing off the population of most of the world. And this is underway. This is why, for instance, in Zimbabwe, where we keep the tyrant there in power, why the average life of a male has gone from 64 to about 34. They lost half their lifespan, thanks, of course, to American tax dollars at work. Rebecca, you pick up the story.
Well, it takes my breath away to even hear these things, even though I know that what you're saying is true. Just the idea that we could be involved in a world where they're, you know, distracting us through tell-lie vision, telling lies to our vision. In fact, they have developed this digital TV and pushing that to now be beaming out to the masses as of June. To put frequencies through the airwaves to further mind control the masses. You know, there is this conspiracy that you're speaking of to decrease the population. And it's not just a matter of killing people. It's how they kill the people. It's the suffering that is caused by these inoculations. If the listeners go to my website, drcarley.com, drcarley.com, I have many documents that I've authored on my website. One of the most important is entitled Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, where I outline how the vaccines damage the immune system. It's not just the fact that they're giving you the disease by injecting you with it. And when you think about it, Dr. Stan, when we were back in medical school, of course, they have to keep us very sleep deprived so that we'll sit there and in class and say, okay, let's see, we have a dangerous bug and we don't want to be infected with it, so we're going to inject it directly into our bloodstream and that's going to protect us. And oh, by the way, we're going to add mercury and aluminum and all these other things. And, you know, we just buy into that. As I did, I started doing my protocol that I do now to reverse all vaccine-induced diseases with natural therapies because my only child was vaccine damaged. And that's how I started doing this research. But one of the most exciting discoveries that I found, and I'm in the process tonight of writing an article that's going to be published in the Sovereign newspaper out of New York City, which will soon be on my website, in regards to weapons of mass destruction, because, as I said, that paper I authored many years ago, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, little did I realize how right on I was, because if anybody goes to check out their Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, which has been passed in, as far as I know, at least 38 states in this country, which, of course, they're going to activate once the pandemic is officially announced in this country, trying to force people to get vaccines or put them into quarantine and start martial law and all of those things. In fact, this is the definition of weapons of mass destruction in that document. It says, any weapon or method that is designed or has the capability to cause death or serious injury through the release of a diseased organism. So, in fact, vaccines are a weapon of mass destruction, and this is a very important message that I'm especially trying to get out to the military, who, of course, have taken an oath to protect and preserve the Constitution from enemies from within and without. And once the military realizes, not only are they being used as experimental guinea pigs, but obviously they are being taken out for some nefarious purpose. And I'm sure you've talked on your show before about foreign troops that are already occupying national parks and things of that nature. There's all kinds of things happening behind the scenes. And your average Joe does not want to face this fact. They would rather just, you know, live their life and watch the movies and drink some beer and, you know, pretty much just enjoy things as best they can, all believing that there's nothing they can do. Well, in fact, I am convinced that once enough of us...
Hold that thought, Rebecca. We'll be right back here.
Okay, sorry.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Rebecca Carley. And Rebecca, what sort of medicine do you practice? What's your specialty?
Well, the medical mafia in New York State took away my license. I was a surgeon, took away my license in 2003, claiming I had a delusion of conspiracy, and they wanted me to undergo electroshock therapy or institutionalization to keep my medical license. And so now I'm a teacher.
All right, fine. Well, I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you're getting the information out. Because, of
yes.
course, the idea that there, you know, the conspiracy, of course there's a conspiracy out there. One only has to read a book called The Health Century. I don't know if you know it, but it was actually published under the auspices of the NIH, written by Dr. Edward Schroeder. And it tells about how they knew that there was a cancer virus, producing virus in the polio vaccine, and they continued to give it. You know, and they were, of course, laughing because, of course, the big joke, because they'd use it experimentally over in Russia, where, incidentally, the average lifespan of the average man's gone from about 65 down to about 53. But they used the Russian people simply as guinea pigs, and, of course, they were laughing about, oh, of course, you know, their athletes aren't going to do very well because they're all going to have these big tumors, so they won't be able to compete with our athletes. Ha, ha, ha. It's all there in the book. Amazing, the callous disregard and the conscious effort to conceal the truth. The book, The Health Century, Edward Schroeder. Go right ahead.
It gets even worse than that, Dr. Stan, because I have in my possession, I believe, 8 years of copies of documents from the Special Virus Cancer Program. When President Nixon declared his war on cancer, just like everything these minions do, it was actually the opposite. And it wasn't a war on cancer, it was a war to find ways to cause cancer. And in fact, almost every university, veterinary institution, even zoos, pharmaceutical companies, since the 1970s, they've been developing viruses that cause cancer. And this is very important for people to realize. Why do you think the cancer rate is skyrocketing? Of course, there's many reasons, all the toxins in the environment, the vaccinations corrupting the immune system, all these things are important. But the fact that they're actually making viruses to cause cancer, and now with the Gardasil vaccine, we're seeing the first instance of a virus that they created in the laboratory that causes cancer, and now they've made a vaccine that they say will protect the women. But I encourage all of your listeners to go to your physician's desk reference in your local library, look up any vaccine, but especially Gardasil, because it allegedly protects young girls from cancer. And you will see not a single vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. And that's because they know they do. So what our corrupt profession has done now is basically gone into a mode where they cause disease, and then they give expensive pharmaceutical drugs to allegedly treat disease, but in most cases they're actually causing side effects that are going to make you die faster, but it's going to cost a lot of money.
Well, this really sounds incredible, and yet there are cancer treatments, certainly in Europe and in Mexico, that really work. But they're not allowed in America. I wonder why. In fact, I was just reading last night where the World Health Organization, which in the year 2006 said, we're going to start using DDT to save lives. They found that it worked very effectively. You could just spray rooms and cut down on the incidence of malaria, which kills probably, say, a million people a year, but probably 3 or 4 million, but certainly, you know, hundreds of millions of people get malaria and incapacitated by it every year. And you could stop all of that simply by spraying their rooms, and they decided now to outlaw DDT. It cannot. They hope within a few years it can't even be produced any longer. Why did they do that? Well, they say, well, the people who market chloroquine didn't want DDT used, or the people who manufactured bed netting didn't want it used. No, they wanted to kill the people off. They knew it was effective. We were within a year of actually eradicating malaria. And that's why they stopped the use of DDT, the safest insecticide we've ever had. But if you understand the population control agenda, why you understand they don't want to stop the spread of malaria and of AIDS and all of these other things, and of course they're really killing off the population of third world nations. How could anyone be that evil? Well, that's what we're dealing with. Truly evil people who have a different worldview. Go right ahead, Rebecca.
Well, I'm laughing because you were mentioning those billion-dollar money changers that were invited to that conference. I'm sure Bill Gates was there. If your listeners go to my website, drcrowley.com, I have a number of articles on my website, the links to them. One of the things that Bill Gates is up to now, he is actually, with his Gates Foundation, developing something he calls flying syringes. And when you realize the insanity of this, what they're purporting to do is they're going to put malaria vaccines into mosquitoes and release them on the public, and they're calling that a vaccine. Now, of course, the question is, what's the difference about those mosquitoes from the mosquitoes that give you malaria?
Hold that thought, hold that.
Nothing.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Rebecca Carley. Dr. Rebecca Carley, of course, who's been in this battle and dedicated to getting the truth out. Those books you talked about from NATO, are they readily available?
The books from NATO, well, you can get them from Amazon.com. Let me just read you off the titles. The two most important, there's like 1,000 books in the series. But the two most important, in my opinion, is one called The Biology of Aggression. And let's see here. I can give you the ISBN number. I have the book right here in front of me. ISBN 90-286-2851-7. That's the one that talks about how they're developing ways to cause aggression.
No, I'm sorry. That was a night. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll call you off the air to get
okay.
That. What was the title of the other one?
Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines.
Adjuvants and the Vaccines.
Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines.
Vaccines. All right,
right.
Fine.
I also mentioned the Special Virus Cancer Program, and that's very important. People can research that on the Internet. I wanted to just mention that, of course, there's many ways to reverse cancer. My protocol is very successful at that. And cancer is kind of the sacred cow of the medical mafia. Once you start reversing cancer, they come after you with a vengeance. And that's what people have to realize, is that the treatments that the medical mafia uses, chemotherapy and radiation, they actually cause cancer. And we've just now seen with that poor 13-year-old boy whose mother was forced to leave her state after being threatened she would lose her child if she did not submit to chemo. She's now had to return after they put out this, like, global alert that they were looking for her. And this is the status of this country. You don't have any rights anymore if you don't go along with what they want you to do, because, you see, their worst nightmare is for this mother to heal her child with natural therapies, which, of course, he got his cancer from vaccines in the first place. That's obvious. But that's their worst nightmare, is for when people start being healed with natural therapies. They don't want the masses to realize that that can be done.
All right. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Rebecca Carley. And I think that we need to have the information that she's been working so hard to accumulate. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Certainly, Rebecca, would you like to get your website out there?
Yes, my website is the www.drcarley.com. I encourage the listeners to sign up for the updates on my site. I send out important updates to my list on a regular basis. I do consults for people to teach them how to reverse their diseases with natural therapies. I don't practice medicine. I just tell people what I would do if I was you, using homeopathy and supplements and herbs and things of that nature, depending on what the problem is. I have clients all over the world. I don't have to see people individually. And it's really funny how it's all working out, because even though the New York State Medical Board tried to destroy me by saying I have a delusion of conspiracy, in fact, as my information continues to get out to more and more people, it's very obvious that, as you said, Dr. Stan, there is a conspiracy, and it's right in our face.
I know. Well, it's so difficult for people. The average doctor is a good person. He wants to help people, but he's never told a lot of the things that you have learned or that I've learned since I left the active practice of medicine. And he finds it impossible to believe that there could be a population control agenda that has actively blocked the use of standard public health techniques to stop the spread of AIDS, or that AIDS people have come forward who were involved in the actual production of the AIDS virus and revealed what happened. They probably, most of them, have never heard of the special virus cancer project that you were talking about. And I'm going to let you talk a little bit about that. But I'm going to put our telephone number out. If you're in the listening audience and you have a question for Rebecca, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Rebecca, what was the special virus cancer project, and why is it so important, and why is it that most people have never heard of the special virus cancer project?
Because just as you said, Dr. Stan, they don't tell us about this on the mainstream, completely controlled media. They don't want us to realize that they're using our tax dollars to create viruses to cause cancer, because people would not tolerate that. And as I said, I have many years of documents from this program. For example, one of the cancers that they say is almost always caused by viruses is breast cancer. Now, I have never heard a single medical doctor ever talk about this. But in fact, as more and more young women are getting breast cancer, you can be sure that they're getting vaccines that have this breast cancer virus in them. And this is not only a way to decrease the population, but also a way to make lots of money for Big Pharma. Because as they're killing us softly, they're taking every dime they can. And if I could, I just want to also mention another very important book. If you want to learn how our medical profession was corrupted, one of the best books I've ever seen is a book entitled The Medical Mafia by a Canadian physician, Dr. Guy Lanling Tote. And she gives the whole history of how the Rockefellers and their Flexner Report in the early 1900s basically got rid of all the schools of homeopathy and standardized medical schools, to where at this point, when I went to medical school in the early 80s, I had 2 years of pharmacology and 10 hours of nutrition. So doctors are not told anything about how to heal people. They're just told how to, quote-unquote, treat disease. And, of course, the drugs are very toxic and always cause side effects. And this is the goal, because it accomplishes their mission of making billions of dollars, and it also accomplishes their mission of decreasing the population. Now, another very important thing people have to know, Obama's talking about, oh, we have to get nationalized health care and all this other garbage. Why at the same time, Dr. Stan, I'm sure you know about this, they're trying to make organic farming illegal. They're trying to make Codex Alimentarius activate to where our vitamin supplements will be a prescription item. Is it very obvious to all of you that the government does not have the health of the citizens at heart? Apparently, that's not their concern.
Well, because people have to understand is that this whole idea of socialized medicine is rationing of health care. And actually, of course, they've even openly admitted that 30% of the cost of taking care of an older person takes place in their last year of life. So if we could just eliminate that last year of life, we wouldn't have to put out all that money. And what you're going to see will be a planned program of depriving people of health care when they get older. What most Americans don't know, because there's been an organized effort to suppress it, is that Medicare started putting out more last year than it was taking in. In other words, they're actually losing money on Medicare every year. First time this has ever happened. And, of course, instead of putting the excess money into the trust fund they keep talking about, they spent it. And what do? They put an IOU from a government that doesn't have any money into the trust fund. Would you trust a government that didn't have any money to provide the money for the trust fund? Of course not. They don't have any money. So, well, they're having to borrow at least $2 billion a day just to meet their regular expenses. And now with the massive expenses of Medicare there, well, the only thing to do is do ration access to health care. To change Medicare, they promised they were going to take care of the elderly people. They really are going to have to start killing them off and withholding medical care and withholding emergency care and withholding elective care from the elderly. This is what they do because they have a different worldview. They believe that there are too many people in the world. They believe they're useless eaters when you get to a certain age. And they have a different plan. There is no way that they can cut the cost of medical care because they've driven it up. And they're going to have to ration access to health care. Let's go right ahead, Rebecca.
Well, I totally agree with you. But see, what I want the listeners to realize, it's not health care, it's disease creation. If older people, and no offense, but you're a perfect example of an older person who's totally got their health, who's got their mind. I'm sure you don't get all the flu vaccines and all the other garbage. I'm sure you eat organic food. You see, if people are taught how to keep themselves healthy, they don't get these diseases in the first place. And that's what's missing here from this list. As a matter of fact, I have in front of me an article published by the Associated Press in the fall of last year entitled, Who Should MDs Let Die in a Pandemic? They've actually got together a bunch of their think tanks and come up with a list of people, and this is before this swine flu pandemic even started, of who they were going to let die. So, you see, it's just another excuse of euthanasia. And euthanasia is already occurring in the hospital. I get nurses calling me all the time, at least one a week, telling me that they're being ordered to give mismatched blood transfusions or drug cocktails or morphine until the person stops breathing. These things are happening all around this country at this point, just as you said, Dr. Stan, because the Medicare Trust Fund was stolen by Congress years ago. There is no money there. So rather than, you know, have people on the dole, they're taking them out. And this is happening every day.
Well, I think it's vitally important people understand that they better be involved in what's going on. They better get educated. They better find out what you're saying is true. And I know that, certainly what you're saying is true. I know that they put the chorogonadotropin into the vaccines. They gave to millions of women throughout the world so they couldn't have children. And that's so important to children, to women to have children, but they deprived them. Of course, they were little brown women and little black women, you know. They wouldn't do that here in the United States, at least they haven't so far. But the people of the third world countries, they destroyed the lives of countless hundreds of millions of women with these chorogonadotropic vaccines that they gave. And, of course, right now, of course, you wonder why the people are so interested in population control are also want to give vaccines to the children in third world nations. Well, I'll tell you why. Because they left the mercury, and the vaccines they gave to those children, they took it out of the mercury they put in here in the United States, but they left it in the vaccines they're going to give to third world children because it produces infertility, and it produces autism and mental changes and mental defects. Isn't it wonderful how we're giving those vaccines to all those children throughout the world? We've got a great talk. It's called Autism Mercury and the Global Population Agenda. It goes into Bill Gates. Bill Gates is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to give vaccines throughout the world because he believes in population control. And where is the outcry, and why can't people connect the dots?
Exactly. And first of all, I just want to say that I'm convinced that they're giving those anti-fertility vaccines in this country as well. Why are we having such an epidemic of infertility in this country? I'm sure they're doing it here as well. And I just want to remind the listeners, if you have any memory, I'm sure you remember that Bill Gates was actually being investigated by the Justice Department years ago for monopoly charges in regards to his Microsoft company. And isn't it funny, Dr. Stan, how he all of a sudden developed his Bill Gates Foundation and now is basically funding to the tune of $1 billion all of these population reduction techniques that you have mentioned. I'm sure that's a quid pro quo. I am sure they told him, look, Bill, we're not going to go after you as long as you help us kill off the populations of the world. And this is what's happening. And in fact, it's not just the Bill Gates Foundation. The Catholic Church and other institutions, religious institutions, have also created a $1 billion vaccine bond. All of these different places and people and institutions are very interested in promulgating the vaccine agenda. And the reason is because the vaccines are the true weapons of mass destruction. And as I read earlier in the show, this is now outlined right in their model state health law what the definition is. And this is what people have to face. And what I'm telling people, what I would do if I was you, because we know they're going to try to force this on the population. When they come to my door, I'm going to give them a copy of the book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, Petition to the President to Stop Compulsory Vaccination in the Army and Navy, which was written in 1920. It's got the constitutional law as to why this blood assault is not legal. You can download it for free on my website, drcarly.com. I am going to give this document to anybody that comes to my door with a needle and tell them I would rather take the bullet, because the way that you're going to die, and it's not just a matter of dying of the actual infection. As I said, the vaccines cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. They are causing the potential extinction of the human race, but it's also the fact that when they give the vaccinations, there's rabies virus that's been weaponized. I mean, the potential for the most dark chaos you could ever imagine. You'll have to write a sequel to your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Dr. Stan, which I have on my shelf. I mean, this brings us to another whole level. This is actually cannibalism. They're making vaccines out of aborted fetuses at this point. The religious institutions are saying nothing about this. Their words are, you know, mum on the subject. And this is something that people have to understand. Our Creator gave our bodies the ability to heal ourselves naturally, stay away from the toxins to the best of your ability, eat good food, organic food, drink good water, breathe clean air, and don't let yourself be inoculated with disease. That is the secret. It's very simple.
Well, you know, there's a wonderful book. It's a fiction book by Tom Clancy. I wonder if you're acquainted with it, called Rainbow Six. Do you know?
No, I have not heard of that one.
If you ever have a chance, get it. I mean, it's good reading. You know, Tom Clancy, lots of adventure. But he says in the foreword to the book, this book, you know, is fiction, but it's based upon fact. The information in this book, the government doesn't want you to know. It's a story about this group of crazy people who want to create a massive world epidemic. So what they do is they get this very deadly disease, they release it at a large gathering, and then as the people, it's an international gathering, as people go home to their countries, why they spread this epidemic. And then, of course, the key to the whole thing is they've got a vaccine. And everybody's going to take the vaccine so they don't get this horrible disease. But that is where the real deadly part of it is. It's in the vaccine. And they're going to give it to everybody, and they're going to kill off most of the people in the world. Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six. Fascinating reading.
Wow.
And as he said, you know, there's information in here they don't want you to know. And I believe that's absolutely true.
Well, of course, because you see, one of the things that I teach my clients about is something called colloidal silver, which is a natural antibiotic, antiviral. It even kills one-celled parasites. You can get a generator. You can make it yourself. There's never been any pathogen that's been found to be able to be resistant to this natural substance. And as a matter of fact, on May 1st, the Russian newspaper Pravda had a front page story telling the Russian people that colloidal silver is what they should have on hand because it will kill this virus that's, you know, becoming pandemic around the world. So the very point that you're making is so important, because the reason they've started this now is because the fear they're trying to create, and we have all these different levels, and now we're up to level 6, and they're trying to get people to, you know, they're basically like chomping at the bit. When will the vaccine be ready? When will the vaccine be ready? Not understanding that the direct injection of the virus into your body is what's going to kill you. Not to mention the fact, I am sure this vaccine will have the microchip, because they've been wanting to give the microchip to the population for a long time. Many people refer to the microchip as the mark of the beast, but what I want to point out to the masses is that it goes to an even deeper level. We're talking about the injection of plasmids of DNA that are going to alter your very genetic structure. And in my opinion, that is the true mark of the beast. That has the potential of altering the very human race and causing our potential extinction. And so that's what I'm trying to warn people about, not to get them in the fear mode, because all we have to do is just say no. When they come to your door, you know, educate them, as I just told you, get that book off my website for free. Have colloidal silver on hand. You can even breathe it in through a nebulizer. If your, you know, ignorant neighbors get injected with the virus and they're coughing and sneezing on you, then you can actually breathe it in, and you will not be affected by this virus. But the main thing is to educate yourselves, to realize there is a conspiracy. We do live in the evil empire. This is very hard. I love our country. You know, this is not something I wanted to know. Unfortunately, the doors were open, to my knowledge, many years ago. I was forced to see the truth. And now that I do see the truth, I will never stop telling the truth, because the truth will set us free. All we need is a critical mass of people that know what's going on.
Well, we certainly need to get the information out, let people understand there is a population control agenda. Of course, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. We've got a great little monograph there. You can pull it down for nothing, or if you get anything from us, you could ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda. It's probably 10 years old. It should be updated, but one of these days when I have time, I'll do it. But in the meantime, why, it's the best thing I know out there available. RadioLiberty.com, and then go to Rebecca's website, Dr. Carley, drcarley.com. Get the information. Could it really be true? Well, Rebecca, is there any scientific studies, you know, showing the relationship that colloidal silver will actually kill viruses inside the body? Now, of course, we know that silver is an excellent bactericidal agent on the skin, but what about when taken internally? Do you know of any controlled scientific studies on that subject?
Yes, actually, I have a very important book that's the best book that I know of on the subject, called The Ultimate Colloidal Silver Manual by Steve Barwick, B-A-R-W-I-C-K. And, it's over 500 pages. And he's got all kinds of documented studies in regards to how efficient colloidal silver is at killing viruses and different pathogens. But another thing I just wanted to mention is that, as Antoine Bichamp proved back in the time of Louis Pasteur, and I'm sure you never learned about Antoine Bichamp in medical school as I never did, Antoine Bichamp was actually somebody who was alive at the time of Louis Pasteur, who proved that it's not the bugs that you have to be scared of, it's the toxicity of the body. And as your body is decomposing the different pathogens, because we all have bacteria and viruses in our body, that's just, you know, part of being a human being. They actually mutate and morph into more pathogenic, disease-causing strains if you're very toxic, because the organisms believe that you're dying, and so they're getting ready to decompose you. So it's also a matter of detoxifying yourself. And that was one of the biggest frauds I ever discovered, that we were not taught in medical school, because Louis Pasteur's one germ, one disease theory, of course, went along with a pharmaceutical model of, you know, one germ, one antibiotic. And so it's all important. It's detoxifying. It's learning how to get the bad things out of you, and especially not exposing them to you anymore, but also to realize that there's more natural ways of getting rid of organisms. And it's not just colloidal silvers, vitamin C, garlic, cayenne pepper, oregano oil. There's all kinds of natural things in your kitchen cupboard that will help protect you from disease. It's the drugs that are causing the problem.
Well, I want to thank you so very much. Our guest has been Dr. Rebecca Carley. It's been a fascinating time, and I hope that you can reach a lot of the people out across America with your radio program. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, well, and you do, too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Okay, fine. Our guest has been Dr. Rebecca Carley, C-A-R-L-E-Y. Hope you've enjoyed our conversation with her here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, a lot of people say, well, that really couldn't be true. There couldn't be really people out there that are creating new diseases. There really couldn't be people who would actually be trying to kill off a large part of the world's population. Well, if you really want documentation, we do carry the National Security Study Memorandum 200, NSSM, put out in 1974 over the signature of Henry Kissinger. You need to read it and weep. It's available through Radio Liberty. We carry the Dr. David MacArthur's complete testimony before the House Appropriations Committee in 1969, where he asked for $10 million so they could produce a new disease for mass killing, a new disease for mass killing. Those are his words, not mine. We have certainly a great DVD. It's put out by Alex Jones. It's called Endgame. It talks about the Bilderbergers, but it also talks about their program for mass genocide, for population control, and certainly it even quotes this one professor down at University of Texas who said we've got to kill off 90% of the world's population, and he got a standing ovation from the scientists who were there. Kill off 90% of the population. If you'd like to first to get that article from the UNESCO Courier, 1991, November, with Jacques Cousteau. We do have that available. If you get something else, we don't charge for that. But certainly, I have my 4 tapes set on AIDS going into the background of the fact we're not trying to stop AIDS. And if you haven't read my book, AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it's a very important book. Of course, we have the Rockefeller Committee report. It came out from the Veterans Administration talking about how they use our servicemen for guinea pigs, and they use the public too, but they never tell you what they're doing because, of course, you're not smart enough to understand that you're just a common individual like a guinea pig rat that does like an experimental animal, and they're going to experiment on you, but you'll never know about that. Then, of course, we have the 4-tape set on the HPV vaccine. That's the vaccine they want to give, the Gardasil vaccine, to our children. That's the HPV vaccine. We, of course, have the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. Goes into the background of the fact that the mercury in the vaccines, and they still have it in the vaccines, that's why they want to give all the children the influenza vaccine, because it's deadly. That's why they want to give it to the pregnant women, because they left the mercury in there, and of course they know it'll have an impact on their minds. They know there's a relationship between the mercury and the autism. About 1 in 65 boys in America today is autistic. 1 in 165 children, but it's so much more common in boys. So there's about 1 in 65 boys is autistic. Their lives are destroyed, and they know what they're doing. How do we know? Well, we have the Southwood Report from the CDC. It's available through Radio Liberty. All of these things are available. You need to get them. You need to find out if we're telling you the truth. We have a DVD called Planned Population Reduction. Talk I gave for the Prophecy Club, that's Planned Population Reduction. Another short version is called None Dare Call It Genocide. Another version is called Population Control. They're all different, but they all will tell you the same thing. We have a four-tape set on population control. Goes into the DDT, the safest insecticide we ever had. That's why they outlawed it, because they wanted, of course, malaria to continue spreading. We're just about ready to eradicate malaria, but it's such an effective tool, like AIDS, which we're not trying to stop. And, of course, talking to Peter Hammond the other day, he was telling me about 40% of the adult population in South Africa, the adult black population, is HIV infected because the disease has an affinity for blacks. It was created that way. This is a created disease. Suddenly, eight different strains of this virus suddenly appeared